Have you noticed that you're not seeing many ads for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election? That's because only one person is running, the incumbent. Conservative-leaning Justice Annette Ziegler has no challenger this spring. It means she is virtually assured of another 10-year term on the court. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on why competition may be lacking in 2017.
In the past few elections for Wisconsin Supreme Court, it was hard to escape the ads, and many were nasty. For instance, in 2008, now Justice Michael Gabelman's campaign ran this ad attacking incumbent Justice Louis Butler for what turned out to be a misleading episode during Butler's tenure in circuit court.
Louis Butler worked to put criminals on the street. Like Reuben Lee Mitchell, who raped an 11-year-old girl with learning disabilities. Butler found a loophole. Mitchell went on to molest another child.
Gabelman went on to win the election, but afterward, the Wisconsin Justice Commission ruled that the ad was deceitful and charged Gabelman with ethics violations. The Supreme Court deadlocked on whether to discipline him. In 2011, another hard-fought race between incumbent Justice David Prosser and challenger Joanne Kloppenburg resulted in some unsavory advertising. A third party attacked Prosser's record while he was Outagamie County District Attorney.
A priest sexually abuses children for 30 years across Wisconsin. A mother tells DA David Prosser her two young sons were sexually assaulted. What does Prosser do? Prosser refuses to prosecute.
Prosser called the ad inaccurate and demanded that Kloppenburg order the special interest group to pull it. Kloppenburg refused, citing the organization's right to free speech. It was all quite a change from decades past, according to Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He says state Supreme Court races used to pass largely under the public radar because people perceived them as boring.
There was an old saying that judicial elections were like playing a game of checkers by mail. They weren't very exciting because people would talk about lawyer stuff, which, I might like, but makes other people's eyes glaze over.
But Essenberg says public opinion began to change during the Doyle administration. The high court took up several policy-related cases and a ruling on gaming compacts in particular, stirring controversy. Essenberg says some people thought the court had taken a partisan turn, so more started paying attention to its makeup.
These justices in the Wisconsin Supreme Court are not just deciding technical legal issues, but they're really making policy. They're not just saying what the law is, they're deciding what the law will be. And when that happens, people care more about who it is that will be on the court making those decisions. And
Essenberg says special interests began pouring boatloads into Wisconsin Supreme Court races about a decade ago, hoping to determine its prevailing judicial philosophy.
The Supreme Court races have gotten so very expensive.
That's former Justice Jeanine Geske. She says it all has turned off potential candidates this year.
There is so much money put into these races, not only by contributions to the candidate, but by independent groups, and the nastiness of the race and the personal attacks that happen on the candidates.
Geske says she knows of several colleagues who might have been interested in running at some point, but now are saying it's not worth it. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Joe Donald says the lack of competition in 2017 hurts Wisconsin.
It doesn't allow for the voters to actually scrutinize candidates and give them options in terms of who they feel are best qualified for the position.
But Donald, who ran for the court in 2016, says he doesn't think this year signals a trend back toward largely uncontested Supreme Court elections. He notes that Justice Gabelman's seat is up in 2018 and thinks the incumbent will be viewed as vulnerable. If so, several candidates might toss their hats into the ring. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.